producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live 855-450-3733. I'm going to take the board operator's word that we're live here. I don't see the, I don't have any indication, but we're just going to pretend. So
really?
it's Mark here with you.
Rich Ball.
And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. I've got a story here that, I was trying to get a hold of it, talk about it yesterday, but it just didn't fit in. It is a gal. She's a coach, and she coaches little girls, basketball, soccer, and I can't even remember what all other sports she's on, but she's busy coaching. Like, she likes to coach little girls' sports. Well, apparently, not too long ago, she had a guy who was behind her while she was coaching basketball. And you know how sometimes you'll try to psych out the other team? You know, you'll say, I remember when we played softball or baseball in school, we'd say things like, hey, bada, 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 swing, right? Like just trying to throw the other player off. And
I don't know very much about sportsing, but I'm told that people who sports do that sort of thing.
Indeed, they do. And this is, from best I can tell, what was going on here at this basketball team. So this guy was on the other side, and, you know, he was rooting for the other team, and I'm sure this lady's had to deal with her fair share of people who, you know, don't quite understand exactly how appropriate it is to take, how seriously they should be taking children's sports, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, but, you know, the guy was saying things to her the whole game. And apparently she turned around and said something to him. But let's just go ahead and say that what he claims that she said to him was true. She called him a Richard, right? You get the idea with the nickname for Richard?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like duck. Right. And so she calls the guy a duck. And, you know, you'd think that'd be the end of it.
That's with autocorrect. She called him a duck.
A duck, yeah.
Okay.
Turns out this duck, who was a captain for the police department in that in the next town over. Now, this was an away game.
He really is a duck, then.
Yeah. This was an away game, and the Ducks team was visiting this lady's gymnasium or whatever. And obviously, conducting himself in a fashion that would cause this coach, at the very least, to turn around and talk to somebody in the audience, right? Like, normally, you know, she's not going to do that. Why would she pick him, for instance? Why would she pick the big, burly police captain to pick on?
Mm-hmm.
So they took her to the side, I believe causing a forfeit to the game, like taking her out of the gym. And because she wasn't in the gym, the game was forfeit in the last 2 minutes.
Wow.
And then this wasn't enough. There was all kinds of let me read the story here. This is coming from Burleson, Texas. Wife, mother, respected coach of young girls in North Texas. Jessica Kurz never thought she'd be framed in such a picture. This is a picture of her in sort of, you know, jail getup. She was dressed in jail stripes, her back against
the
wall.
They actually arrested her?
I'm not kidding you, dude. It's nuts.
Oh,
remember,
wow.
You got to consider this is Texas.
What
and they
a
take
duck.
Their, right, and
this guy was a complete duck.
He is a complete duck, right? Like, this duck should never have been given a badge, let alone promoted up to captain.
Given a badge, should be walking around loose, even?
one might wonder. So she's up against the wall. Her picture standing. She's 5 feet, 6 inches tall. It was the heat of emotions during a game between 9-year-olds that an off-duty policeman, they don't mention he's a captain here, like right off. You think you'd do that?
Mm.
Said she called him an ugly name. Cruz denied the accusation, saying the officer, in plain clothes, misunderstood her. Nevertheless, the incident threw her in jail for 6 hours, beginning with the click of her mugshot. It blows my mind, she said to CBS 11 News. I don't understand how someone could have it in them to do something so horrible, she said of the off-duty police captain who put her in there. Before she was introduced to the justice system. They had the guts to write that in there.
I thought that was the just us system.
Right. This ducks system. For the first time, the 31-year-old coach from Burleson was best known for her girls' winning teams. No matter what sport, soccer, softball, basketball, there was one time when her girls even beat the boys, much to the consternation of the parents on the opposing team. Then, in late February, during a basketball game in Burleson with a strong rival, Alvarado, all hell broke out. The whole game, they're saying little things at me, like, quiet, so the coaches hear it. My husband hears it. The monitor heard it. So this is what she's saying is going on. I imagine, you know, if I was... What my guess would be that they're going after a girl's coach is they're saying all kinds of things about her being a lesbian. Wouldn't you, that be your guess?
Well, that's usually the first place that sort goes.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, softball, right? It's just right there. Mm-hmm. This lady doesn't look, this is a highly attractive woman. You know, she's the prettiest PE coach I've ever seen. But nonetheless, it goes on. With just minutes left to play, she said something back in words that are still in dispute. But the warrant for her arrest, issued more than 2 months later, says her behavior constituted a criminal offense. Calling somebody a duck, or the that rhymes with duck.
What was the charge?
At this point, I'm not entirely sure. I read through the article, but I don't remember. The charge doesn't stick out in my mind. The assessment came from the person she exchanged words with that day, off-duty Captain Gary Melson of the Alvarado Police Department. He told her he'd heard her use profanity. Melson declined requests by the I-team to give his account of what happened during that game. Additionally, the Alvarado Police Department wouldn't give CBS 11 a statement either. But the game's referee, Andy Lowe, did talk to us. That's absurd. I saw nothing that happened in that gym that would warrant anybody having to go to jail, Love said. We got a foul. I blow the whistle. I turn to report my foul, and I've got some guy standing on the edge of the gym floor grabbing a coach by the arm. This is the referee. Just trying to pull her off the court, he said. Kerr said he was wearing totally normal clothes. This guy's he's just a guy who's been pestering her the whole game. Love said he went over to find out what was going on, at which time Melson told him, I'm an off-duty Alvarado police captain, and I'm holding this lady for the Burleson police. The arriving officer from Burleson filed a report that said Melson didn't want a citation issued, but just wanted the issue to be resolved. So the police captain didn't want a citation issued, is the claim. Probably what the police officer said is, I'm not issuing a citation for this.
Mm-hmm.
Seems he doesn't want his name involved. Love said those officers seemed dismayed that they were called in the first place. Quite honestly, one of them had a problem keeping a straight face, the referee said. Free to go, Kurz went directly from Burleson to coach another game in Alvarado, where she was met by another officer from that town, who handed her a criminal trespass warning that said she was not wanted in their school gym. So she's now been given a trespass warning for the other school's gym. She signed the warning as requested by the officer and was allowed to stay and watch the game because her daughter was playing, but she was not allowed to coach. It was not clear what, if any, anything initiated the warning other than Melson's accusation that Kurz had said something ugly to him at the earlier game in Burleson.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, it's Free Talk Live. I think I have the audio issues worked out here, so I am I'm pleased. I'm as pleased as I possibly can. It's Mark here with you.
Rich Paul.
And Ian is, well, he had to call in this evening, so we're hoping all the best for him. The number here is 855-450-3733, And what we're talking about is the situation out of Texas. It's a it actually occurred in started in February of this year, but it just kind of keeps going. It's a saga for this woman. She's a coach, and well, she was coaching a game, and some guy behind her was kind of heckling her. You know, I mean, these things are going to happen to coaches. And at some point or another, she turned around and gave her a piece of her mind. Now, as to exactly what occurred there, it's hard to say. There's a dispute. But if we go with the worst-case scenario, the guy that was behind her, well, he turns out to be a police captain. But he was in plain clothes. She had no idea. She calls him, it's a nickname short for Richard. I mean, it rhymes with duck. So she calls him a duck. And
if you put it in autocorrect, we'll probably give you duck.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't like that. And so he called the police. He wasn't
what
in his town.
Duck.
Yeah, what a complete duck. And so this duck calls the police. And now this isn't his town. He's the captain, but he's not a captain of this town's police. And these officers want nothing to do with this story. Not a problem.
They didn't give a duck.
They did not give a duck. Not a complete duck. And so these officers, not ducks.
Or were they ducking their duty?
they let, you know, just like forget about it. So this, okay. No big deal though. This lady, she's heading off to this guy's school district, right? This police captain of Alvarado, Texas. Well, now she's got to go. You know, a few minutes later, after getting out of this game and playing Alvarado, she's got to go to Alvarado to coach another game, a different game. Well, he sends one of his cops over there, apparently knowing where she's got to go. Must have happened in the conversation. And that guy gives her no trespassing for the school. Now, he couldn't keep her out from watching the game because her daughter was in it, apparently. But she wasn't allowed to coach the game. Now, it doesn't say whether or not her team won that particular one, whether her coaching would have made a difference. It's hard to say. But let me continue with the story, because it's just an amazing one. So more than 2 months later, Kurz, that's the coach lady, she opens up her mail and found a warrant for her arrest, accusing her of evading arrest. When I opened that envelope, I promise you all the color went out of my face, she said. Kurz turned herself in at the Johnson County Jail, where she spent 6 hours, even though paperwork said it should have been a walkthrough with no time behind bars. So this is the old saying amongst police is, you might beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And
yeah,
what does that mean, Rich?
Well, it means to me, get a lawyer before you turn yourself in is one thing that it means. But basically it means that even if you beat the charge, they've got you where they can do whatever they want to you in the meantime while you're beating the charge. And they like to use this in creative ways, like saying, yeah, if you plead guilty, we'll give you 45 days, but if you plead innocent, we'll hold you in jail until you have a court hearing in 60 days.
Right, that's how it goes so often, it's easier to just plead out and be guilty. Now, this lady, I don't suspect she's going to do that, but
I hope not.
Another thing about getting the attorney, Rich, is, this is sort of important, is, well, she probably couldn't have gotten, public defender, so she would have had to pay for the attorney. 6 hours in jail, I don't know about you, but let's say it costs $1,000 to retain an attorney. Mm-hmm. Even in retrospect, I'd rather spend 6 hours in jail than have to retain an attorney for $1,000. Do you get my drift?
I would say that it would be worth getting the attorney if he can make this police chief look like exactly the duck that he is in court.
I sincerely hope that she can find one that will do that. So,
I wish we could call these guys up and tell them what we think of them.
You can't put somebody just on the air without them knowing about it. The police are very smart about not commenting on ongoing cases. They're not going to do that. So
right.
But yes, it would be fun. There's no doubt about it. Last week, 7 months after the game between Burleson and Alvarado, police in Alvarado finished their paperwork in the case and handed it over to Burleson prosecutors. They were about to formally file a Class A misdemeanor charge against Kurz. That means, like, it's a year in jail. But accusing her of intentionally fleeing from Melson, even though she knew that he was a peace officer who was attempting to lawfully arrest or detain the defendant. However, the county attorney, Bill Moore, said his office is reconsidering filing a charge in light of what the I-team has uncovered and will continue to review the case in hopes of interviewing further witnesses, including the referee. Love.
I got to say, if you're arresting somebody for calling a pig a duck, you're not a peace officer.
Well, in this case, he is the police peace officer they're talking about, the one that called the duck. So supposedly he's a peace officer. And this to me is a very important factor. The county attorney was filing charges. This was moving forward. Suddenly, the county attorney's like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, now that the I-team's done some investigation, we find out the referee there, has a completely different story than the police captain, then we'll look into this a little further before they charge her. The suggestion here is completely on the word of this police captain. Without doing an ounce of investigation, the prosecutor's office is ready to charge. They never bothered talking to the referee before this. They're ready to just run somebody through the system.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the real problems with the system. Who's this going to cost? It's not going to cost the prosecutor. It's not going to cost the police captain Duckfella.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to cost the judge. It's not going to cost that little lady stenographer that's typing away there. It's not going to cost anybody except Coach Kurz. She's got to pay.
As a matter of fact, everybody but her is going to get paid for this. The pig is going to get paid. I call him a pig because he acted like a pig. I'll stick with cops if they're not being pigs.
Well,
but
in this case, she called him a duck, and I'd say that he's completely acted like a big, old, fat, throbbing duck. Right?
Absolutely.
And that...
And he's getting paid while he's doing it. He's working extra hours as he's filling out reports and manipulating the system to make sure that she gets the worst she can get.
Here's what my guess is. The prosecutors over there in Burleson are not going to... They're just going to let this drop. Mm. They're just going to be like, okay, well, it looks like this is just a misunderstanding and we'll stay away from it. Whereas, however, what they should be doing, if they have doubt here... Then the police captain needs to be brought up on charges, too.
Absolutely.
If there's a doubt, they had no doubt that the woman was guilty simply on the say-so of the police officer, then that means that if they, suddenly they have a doubt, well, what about the word of the referee and the coach and whoever else is there? Let's bring this police captain up and show police captains across the United States that they can't just act however they want.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely unacceptable behavior by a police, by a peace officer, as they're called here.
Absolutely. Abuse of authority, and I hope that she will sue him in federal court for violating her First Amendment rights, which is exactly what this duck did.
Indeed. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, well, I'll give it to you in just a second here. I want to tell you real quick what's going on. So there's this coach. Her name's Kerr. Well, it's kind of unfortunate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Her name is Kerr. She's by no means a cur. She's a beautiful woman from this picture here. But she was coaching a girls' basketball team, and somebody in the audience was heckling her the whole game. At some point or another, she turns around, gives him a piece of her mind. Turns out that fella is a police captain for a neighboring town. He decides to have her arrested, and the ordeal she has gone through is just... it's harrowing and incredible here. I'm going to go on with it here in just a second, but I want to tell you about ProXPN. If you care about your privacy while you're on the Internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your Internet service provider. ProXPN does it all right. They offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's even Linux support. Plus, that makes setup a cinch. Unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now ProXPN has even more servers than they ever had before, giving you greater speed and security. They've also integrated Nonkli.com to mask your emails if you get a premium account. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off your regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. It can end up being a cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. And now they've sweetened the deal even further. If you go to proxpn.com/amp and you pay with Bitcoin, you get 2 years of proxpn.com for only $49.95. Plus, $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. This is a really great deal. It's incredible. It's like half price of the already half price that we had gotten. This is an incredible discount. It's a huge way to save, but only if you pay with Bitcoin. You keep hearing about your online privacy being infringed. Well, go to ProXPN.com now. Use the code FTL50 or go to ProXPN.com/AMP and take advantage of their AMP offer. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. I've been using ProXPN for quite some time. All my websites, that's where I go. I can't tell anything as far as speed or anything. It's worth using. It makes things great. So this coach lady, she was just surprised at this incident where this police captain gets her thrown in jail for 6 hours. Mugshot taken. She's never expected anything like this. A warrant for arrest comes in the mail. Of course, the prosecutor, he's like, well, I guess we're going to have to look at this again in light of the testimony that you've provided with us. This is News 11 here in, I guess, near Dallas that has done a CBS 11.
But it was nice that News 11 did that prosecutor's job since he clearly neglected to.
Yeah, he didn't check with the referee to see what happened. He just took the captain's word for it. Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
The prosecutors just take the cop's word for it. Yeah. And, I don't know how many times this happens in the United States, but I can tell you if a class of people feels like there's no check and balance against their behavior, they're going to act like madmen.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how human beings work. If you, at work, were able to do whatever you wanted, you would be hell on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
If your department was able to get, maybe it's more accurate to say, if your department was able to get away to do whatever it wanted without a check, I mean, my God, you would be a terrible employee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's happened with this police captain. He's a terrible employee. The coach says, it's just so competitive. This man and these fans and this coach were so into this game of nine-year-olds, of third graders, that things like this happen. So I think she's taking it reasonably well, but yeah, this is nuts. Let's go to the phones, calling in on Skype, Destiny. Destiny, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys.
What's happening?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
Go ahead, Destiny.
I asked you a question.
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks.
I'm glad to hear it. I was on Twitter earlier, and there was Caitlyn Jenner was trending, and I don't know if you heard the story, but she was in a car accident. She killed somebody a while ago.
Yeah, it's been a few months. Yeah, before.
Yeah, but then, and they said they weren't going to charge her. They said today she was trending because they weren't going to charge her with manslaughter, and I was glad that they weren't going to charge her with the manslaughter because. Obviously she's as brave as a butterfly flying against the wind, and she should never have to go to prison. But I was also upset because they said, I don't like the fact that they used the term manslaughter.
What do you think they should have called it?
Well, it's triggering to me because you're not supposed to use, it just enforces a gender binary.
What if it was a man, was it a man that she killed?
It doesn't matter because, it's the same thing. Like, there's a thing.
Person slaughter.
You're not supposed to say pregnant women anymore either because women are not the only ones who get pregnant now.
Oh, that's right. Because of the gender versus sex thing, a person who identifies as a man but was in the body of a woman could potentially become pregnant, right?
Well, and that's exactly what it is. But you're saying in the body of a man, but it's not. It's not. That's not even what it is. It's that the gender is a social construct. They're just making it all up as they go along. And I don't understand why everybody takes this so seriously.
If gender is a social construct, then why do we have operations that change genders? Why do they call them sex changes?
They don't change genders. They change sex.
Oh, I'm sorry. The terminology, I'm still figuring it all out.
Now, let's consider what this all means. For example, I know exactly one transgender person, so my...
I know a few.
Actually, that's not true. I know two that I know of. Of course, there may be other transgender people that I know that I haven't noticed. But the one person that I know, she has an XXY chromosome arrangement, which isn't really supposed to happen, but it means that she's got all the genetic material to be a man and all the genetic material to be a woman. So sometimes things happen. You also get things like hermaphrodites. Hermaphrodites are born with the sexual organs of both genders. Now, you can't say, oh, that's just in your head, because they're hanging there.
You could potentially be in your hand if you...
They could be in your hand, but it's definitely not in their head. So obviously there can be errors in the creation of the reproductive system during birth. Now, a transgender woman, or the transgender woman that I know, and she's heard me say this and said I did it relatively well, is born basically with the mind of a woman and the body of a man. So you've got a mismatch there, okay?
But it sounds to me like you're saying that men and women are genetically different, and that sounds racist.
Well, men and women are genetically different.
Why are you triggering me? It's totally inappropriate and transphobic, and you're triggering me.
Well, I understand that even now on college campuses that the professors, which I would consider a bastion of liberal thought, they're even saying that they're sick and tired of this triggering word.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd like to ask you not to use that word anymore because
the word triggers me.
Jinx.
You're not allowed to be triggered. I'm the trigger. You're a bunch of racists.
You're the trigger man? Oh, good Lord, this is the trigger man.
Destiny's hung up on us. That was a pretty good call. Yeah, I...
Okay, now that's scary. Our destiny is to meet the trigger man?
The situation with Caitlyn Jenner, I don't know that much about it other than there was an automobile accident and... that there was an accident and somebody was killed.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, this is terrible and that sort of thing. I don't think somebody needs to go to prison every time somebody dies in an automobile accident. I couldn't say. Now, if she was applying mascara while this happened, perhaps an involuntary manslaughter charge might be in order. But I would be more interested in that circumstance, really, for her to make good to the family. I don't know what her fault is. You take a risk when you get into a car. But right. if she's at fault, then it's the, you know, her insurance company that need to make good.
Well, if there was a question and I had a boatload of money, I would certainly make sure that the family got some of it.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, just like Destiny did just a moment ago to discuss Caitlyn Jenner.
I thought we had a female caller for a second.
Whatever she did, she can't do it well. I was doing my best with that joke.
She can. But
whatever she did,
well.
She can't well. I don't know. 855-450-3733. Actually talking about the story out of Texas of this coach. Her name's Kerr, Coach Kerr. She was coaching a girls' basketball team, and, 9-year-olds, third graders. This shouldn't be that competitive, right? Everybody should be learning things like, I don't know, sportsmanship. Well, I get the impression that there's a police captain in the audience who didn't really understand what sportsmanship meant. And he was heckling Coach Kerr from the background.
I would have to say, in general, if you want to learn about sportsmanship, stay as far away as you can from Little League.
Is that so?
But everything that I've heard about it and everything that I saw says it's basically adults showing parents showing children how to be crazy.
That could be the case. I've recently been introduced to a concept for a graphic novel that I think is very interesting. It's called James versus the New World Order. And so I contacted them because I think this is good. I think that bringing the ideas of liberty to people through fiction, through entertainment, is the best way to spread the ideas. Because when they don't know they're being preached at, that's when they can really internalize them. There was a time in the Libertarian Party when people were brought on board basically by two ways. Either Ayn Rand, who basically preached at them, or through Robert Heinlein, who, people didn't necessarily know they were getting preached to.
People noticed it somewhat with Heinlein. There's that is a criticism that I've heard of him. I loved the sermons, so
yeah,
I don't complain.
It could be worse. It certainly wasn't a 47-page monologue.
It wasn't Randian level. Rand is like the holy grail of preachy prose.
Indeed. Well, James versus New World Order is not going to be. So here's a little teaser. What would you do when a bizarre cult army calling itself The Trust invades your sleepy little mountain hometown? We'll find out what James Contrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, does. Because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. Read the action comedy graphic novel James versus the New World Order by Brandon Bitros and illustrated by J. Matthew Root, the first in what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. So, if this intrigues you, go and pre-order now, JamesVsTheNewWorldOrder.com, because your pre-order makes it so that this happens more readily, makes it easier. You contribute to their Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign. They're trying to raise the $3,000 for the artwork, coloring, and production straight away. So that's James vs. TheNewWorldOrder.com.
I like it. It's like a futures market for fiction.
That's what it's like. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
So Coach Kerr, she not only does she end up, nose to nose with this police captain, what he claims she did, she disputes this story. But even if this is what the case, even as the case may be, I don't think there's anything illegal for a coach to turn around and call a heckler a Richard. Because what she called him, I'm not going to say on the radio, but it's short for Richard.
And rhymes duck.
Yeah, right. It rhymes with a duck. So I think that a coach can probably legally call somebody a duck without a problem.
It seems like that would be First Amendment covered speech.
And she's not charged with that.
Especially when that person is a police officer, because you cannot disturb the peace of a police officer.
Well, the argument
they have no peace.
The argument would be in that case that she didn't know he was a police officer and he was in civilian clothes. However, she's only charged with fleeing a police officer. So, like, it's one of these, like, resisting arrest charges.
When they don't tell you what false arrests.
I don't think they should ever be able to charge you with simply resisting arrest.
Mm-hmm.
If you are resisting an unlawful arrest, then all you're doing is fleeing a kidnapping.
Exactly.
And at that point, I mean, you can do anything to a kidnapper. A kidnapper mm-hmm. is a felon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to do whatever you want to a felon. If you tried to kidnap me,
you're in the commission of a felony.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're both felons, and you can't just...
Right, you can't
well,
just... Well,
I mean, it's not like KPD would do anything if we got shot, but...
they, in this case, I guess what I'm trying to say is that if it's commission of a felony, right?
Yes.
So if somebody's trying to grab you, you can shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
So she could have shot this guy in the face if... if he was committing a kidnapping. Well, if he's not committing a kidnapping, where's the other charge?
Right.
This is a broken system, and it's broken all the way through. This simply illustrates it. This is your average gal who's never been in trouble with the law. She just wants to coach 9-year-old girls in sports. She does basketball. She does softball. She does soccer. She's a busy coach gal. And for her to be treated this way by a police officer shows just how far off the rails the American justice system has gone. Because this isn't a system. This is just people.
And that he's had so much excuse. And we focus on the one bad cop. We call him, he's the bad cop. He's the corrupt one. Well, what about the prosecutor? Wasn't he corrupt?
Yes.
What about every police officer who was in any way involved with this? What about the school that issued the trespass order? Each and every one of those people should be held accountable at least by losing their job.
Well, the school claims that it was not involved in the issuing of the trespass order. It's just their
who
name
else
was used.
Could issue one?
The police could just say, hey, There's a trespass order, right? Like if the captain gave an illegal order to
his... Oh, so he might have been lying about
this.
Because the owner of a property has to issue a trespass order. I don't believe that police are permitted to issue them sus spontane.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. But that's what it appears as though was done. And what you need to understand is if a police officer, or in this case a police captain, can get away with something. Because many times, I think that there's an argument here that that this wouldn't have happened if it was simply an officer, that it had to be a captain to get away with all the crap that he got away with. So let's just use...
I don't know, those officers of the year get away with murder.
Let's just go ahead and say, a command-level officer, lieutenant, captains, on up. And now, if a police captain can get away with this, then, in all likelihood, a good percentage of police captains can get away with this. Maybe even most police captains can get away with this. Now, I'm not going to say all police captains can get away with it, but I'm willing to bet that there's a certain amount of quid pro quo going on between the prosecutor's office and the police department, and that it is going to take a great deal of pressure. Maybe even more pressure than CBS 11 in Dallas can muster. Because this is a lot of pressure to be able to bring up a corrupt captain on charges. Obviously, the prosecutor's office isn't that interested. But this would be a great opportunity for a prosecutor who wants to make a name for themselves as a law and order justice type to take this captain up. Now, it doesn't look like that's going to happen because oftentimes those that claim to be law and order really are team players, right? They're like us versus them. We're on the blue team. They're the bad guys. We're after the bad guys, not after the good guys.
Right. And anybody who disagrees with us in any way is a bad guy.
And that prosecutor, whoever they might be, is going to have a difficult time dealing with the police department after that. Because this captain's got friends. The other captains are his friends, the lieutenants, the underlings, those folks. Suddenly, this prosecutor is going to be persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear some solutions for how to make it so that this system isn't so corrupt. This, to me, is indicative of what goes on in the judicial system in the United States. Notice I don't say justice system. The legal system, let's call it the legal system.
I like the just us system.
Your thoughts, please. Tell me what we can do to fix this problem. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype, as Destiny did recently. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype. And, the calls do sound better when they come in there. If you had a chance to hear Destiny, with the part before she was triggered, sounded great. So it's lrn.fm on Skype or 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 on the regular old telephone lines. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally.
Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men, tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.